This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. There were more protests this weekend over the killing of George Floyd, impassioned but peaceful. I was in Akron on Saturday and put together this sound portrait.
My name is Denise Merriman, and I'm from Kent, Ohio. The Bible talks a lot about justice. It talks a lot about oppression. And at some point, I feel like you have to live out your faith. And this is one way I'm doing that. I just think it's an important time maybe to have conversations with people who may be on the other side or maybe never really thought about it much.
Hi, my name is Sonika Miller, and I am from Akron, Ohio. It's important for me to be here because I'm a millennial, I'm young, and I just feel like it's important for people to see our face in this generation. I mean, I know they always do like protests and stuff. They think about it with the olden days with like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and we got to show that we can come out in numbers as well, and it could be a peaceful protest.
Why do you think in Akron it went differently?
I think we were more organized. I think they've already gotten contact with pastors there. We had political speakers there. The mayor spoke at first, chief of police.
At one point, Mayor Dan Horrigan took a knee with protesters, as did many of the Akron police officers outside the Stubbs Justice Center. Police Chief Kenneth Ball has strongly condemned the actions of the officers involved in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
I heard a chant from the crowd earlier, no justice, no peace, no racist police. And I can agree with that wholeheartedly. We don't want a racist inside of our organization, and I don't think that there's one that does. A person will not repeat or come close to those things that we saw in this video that were just horrifying to watch in our organization.
My name is Elila Brown, and I'm from Akron, Ohio. I think police should take away from this, like, no one's saying that all police are bad, but people want to stick up for minorities and people of color, because if there is a bad cop and everyone else is just turning a blind eye to the actions that they're taking, then that means you're just as bad as them.
My name is Brandon Costa. I'm a law student here, and I go to University of Akron. We have to keep showing up, and we have to keep the energy up. This week, obviously, has been huge in terms of bringing to light a number of the systematic issues within our policing system. We're looking at things at a national level. We have to also remind our Akron local leaders that they have to step up, they have to do more, and everybody's a part of the conversation.
Hi, my name is Emil Kyle Cole. I'm from Akron, Ohio. You see a lot of our elected officials are definitely behind the protests, right? You know, they're there at the protests, they're speaking at the protests. But I think it's also important to recognize a lot of these individuals who are speaking at these protests have a lot of power outside of this protest to actually make things happen.
My name is Amelia Sykes, and I'm your state representative for Ohio's 34th House District. This past Thursday, there were still more protests at the State House. And there is a voter suppression bill on the floor. And we heard the chants of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. But in that building, not a single one of those lives matter. My life didn't even matter, because when I went to my colleague and I said, why won't you put on the House floor the resolution to declare public health or racism as a public health emergency, you know what they told me? I'm a bully. I'm 5'2". I'm 34 years old. I'm in a super minority. I won't tell you how much I weigh, but I tell you one thing, I'm not a bully. But I am determined, and I am gonna fight for my people, and I am gonna fight for my community, and I am gonna make sure that Black Lives Matter. And if that makes